tell her I'm lost, but that's alright. Cause after 20 something years, I can barely walk a line. Only messengers can tell her how I'm missing her tonight.
That's a little bit of a song from Jared and the Mill, one of the local bands that grew up with the Apache Lake Music Festival. That homegrown mix of local jams and camping set against the scenic backdrop of the Salt River is in its 10th year this weekend, standing out as a success where others have not been quite so fortunate. You can celebrate today and tomorrow with a lineup including familiar favorites like Jared and the Mill, Congos, and Las Joyas Peligrosas. But really, how can we capture all that you'll find at what Phoenix New Times dubbed a little gem of a music fest? The festival's co-founder, Brandon Kleinen, says you just have to experience it for yourself. Kleinlein also owns downtown Phoenix venue Last Exit Live. 10 years ago, he sought to combine his love for the local music scene and his love for camping at Apache Lake, a place he's been visiting since the 90s. That's where it all began for Kleinlein, and that's where he continues to share his vision with festival goers.
When I got into the music business, I made the comment when I was out there, man, this place would be amazing for a music festival. and they said, really? Well, you should do it. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And they said, no, we would totally let you do something like that out here. Initially, it was just a thought, and it was just, holy cow, they would actually let me do this.
Yeah.
So it became an idea. So in 2009, when I sold the original Last Exit, I felt like, okay, well, now I have time to do that. Like, I should actually go out there and talk to them and see if we can make this happen and see how serious they are. And so, you know, I called them up and said, hey, I have some free time on my hands. What about putting this festival together? You know, would you guys, is that still a yes?
You really want to do this?
Yeah. You sure you still want to let me go through with that? So they said, yes, go ahead. And so that was the plan. You know, I started working on it late in 2009 for a plan of starting it in 2010.
So you decided to make it a reality.
Yeah.
So what do you think has made this work for 10 years? Like, you're talking about a festival that has remained local in a way that I think is difficult and has sort of beat the odds in a lot of ways.
Really, I think that part of it is that the local bands and the local fans feel like it's their festival. You know, it's much different than like a big national act festival where, you know, you may or may not know a lot of the acts on there. I think that because we started this out as just like, hey, let's give this a shot. And it's kind of actually funny that we used the word festival, because it really just started as like, let's do it basically a camping trip.
With your friends.
With our friends. And, you know, I have access to all these bands. There are a lot of them are friends of mine. So let's just see who will play. And I think that's what makes it special, though, is that people feel like that it is after all these years. And we have kept to that structure of keeping it local. And I think that they really just embrace it. And the local bands especially feel like this is our festival. This is our chance to play in a big festival stage still. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes the local bands on a major music festival, they're playing on the side stage. Yeah. You know, it's a side local stage. You know, that's not the case. This is the main stage is theirs. You know, they get to play on it. It really has been a grassroots effort. We built it really off of just people talking about it. And the fans have been there, you know, telling other local fans saying, you got to come to this. It's so fun.
Right. But it has really grown in the last decade, too. I mean, how do you sort of get the clout to have now, what is it, 30 bands on the lineup this year?
Yeah, 30 bands. I think that was just a natural progression of it thing. You know, in the beginning, too, I think that we didn't have a website. We just put something together on Facebook. You know, so as we went from year to year and we could see that it was growing a little bit, we said, okay, well, maybe we should actually have a real website. Maybe we should do a little bit more promotion and, you know, reach out to press and things like that. We let it evolve, though, as well, too. You know, we didn't really push the envelope too hard. You know, we wanted to increase attendance and things like that. But we'd let it evolve and grow naturally as well, too. A lot of word of mouth, for sure.
How do you think that this festival reflects the local music scene? Do you think that it helps define it and has helped define it after a decade going?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the other thing that's great about it is that you have, you know, 30 bands all at the same location for the whole weekend. And so you have all these cool things happening too, like collaborations. Like, you know, these bands have access to all these other great musicians too. You know, typically when they play a local show, there's two or three other local bands on it, you know, and that's it. And then everybody else is playing their gigs around town. This is a situation where there's 30 bands, all these great musicians all together at once. So beautiful things happen with that. And then I think we see it and that the bands feel it too, the camaraderie between all the bands just being out there and feeling like, hey, this is ours. And it's a very special feeling that, you know, you almost have to just experience it. And it's been neat for us to see actually as well too, some of the bands that we booked early on, the successes that they've had, you know, personally that they've had over the years, you know, Congos and Jared in the Mill, some of these bands that are touring on a national level now that when we first booked them, they were just, you know, another local band trying to make their, you know, get their name out there. And yeah. It's been great to see them grow along with us.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like you've really been able to create a community in that space.
Yeah, absolutely. They all look forward to it every year. And it's great that, you know, some of these bands that actually are quite bigger now touring nationally, they probably at this point wouldn't have to play because they're on a little bit bigger level as well too. Like they can actually get on some real festivals, some big name festivals.
Yeah.
But they, you know, I think they feel like they feel honored to be on it still. And that's great for us too, is that they have that loyalty to us, that they know that they started there coming and playing and that they're not too big to play it, you know, for us to be able to get bands like Congos and things like that that have had a number one hit, you know, single on the radio, you know, they wouldn't have to come play anymore if they didn't want to. And it's great that they're coming out and being part of it still.
Brandon Kleinlein, co-founder of the Apache Lake Music Festival. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the support and time.